Adrian Bott's about to join us, and he's already this morning been out to the trials to watch one really nice type.
Global Glimmer at the 300 metres marker, still two lengths clear. G Black on Gold's made a dash at them into second, then followed Via Napoli, Artistry and Soviet Courage. Global Glimmer's holding a good break from Black on Gold, then Artistry, Via Napoli and Soviet Courage. And Global Glimmer given a nice hit out here this morning. She's too good. She won at 2.5 lengths. Artistry closed off well the last little bit of the heat. Black on Gold did more than enough.
Yeah, she won by 3.25 lengths, Global Glamour, beating Artistry. They ran it in 1:03.06, the last 600 in just under 36 seconds. And Adrian Bott, as I say, good morning. It's probably what you wanted heading towards the Arrow Field.
Good morning, Andrew. Yeah, that was a lovely trial this morning. Beautiful to watch. And, yeah, it's exactly what we needed to see just for her going forward. She looks like she's freshened up well. And, you know, she did everything right today, jumped out cleanly and, you know, looked to be going around in a good rhythm, sort of nice and relaxed. And, you know, when Kieran asked and just slipped her a little bit of rain, she extended nicely and accelerated well.
Kieran McAvoy's been booked to ride in the Arrow Field on Saturday week. For those looking at the markets, not entered there, but you're certainly going to pay that late entry?
Yeah, we'll pay the late entry fee. Look, there's plenty of prize money on offer there, so I think it's a small price to pay for, you know, for a good chance in a race with a lot of prize money.
And coming back from 1500, just the way she travelled this morning, looks like you've just freshened her up really nicely.
Yeah, look, I don't think that'd be a big concern for her. I guess it always is a little bit of a question mark dropping back, but we've had a good amount of time between races, and we have been able to freshen her up, as you saw this morning. And look, she's a filly with naturally a lot of early speed, and she's got such a high cruising speed. So, look, I don't think it's been that much of a challenge for her. So, you know, we're not concerned by that at all.
Righto. Well, certainly Dortmund is, we're hanging out on the weather a bit. I'm not too sure how much you heard of Steve Scollard there, but they're saying heavy rain somewhere between 2 and 4 today. We don't need that.
No, certainly don't. I missed that preview, unfortunately, but I was just looking at the track conditions this morning. I was quite happy to see an improving soft track there. So if it goes the other way, obviously, won't be as pleased. He ran very well at Warwick Farm last start, but you know, even throughout, he just travelled okay. You know, I think he's much better. I guess on top of the ground. So hopefully, he doesn't get too heavy out there for him today. He's still effective in it, but you know, we've seen what he can do on top of the ground.
Well, he can just, he's got that ping, hasn't he?
He certainly does. And I guess, look, if it is a tough track out there, he's nice and fit. Dropping back from the 13 won't be any trouble for him at all. I guess the only worry is a tricky gate.
Tricky gate and just holding off that weather. But let's hope so. The main thing is that the horse is just racing well.
He really is. He's been so consistent. And look, he's thriving at present. You know, we've just let him tell us all the way along this preparation, you know, how far we should push him. And look, this race wasn't initially on the radar for him. He was meant to go around last Wednesday, actually. He was saddled up in the enclosure, ready to go around at Warwick Farm when they called them off. So, yeah. Look, it's funny the way things work out. It may have worked out for a reason. Of course, if he's able to pick up this race today, it's a nice race for him.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's Dortmund in the feature, and we'll hang off the weather there. You've got 5 or 6 really strong hopes on Saturday. Just quick mentions, if I can, mate. Sheikha, how's that two-year-old gone on from last week?
Gone right ahead. She was open to plenty of improvement from that race. Really impressed with what she did in that start. She gets through all going, so rain affected won't worry her. Really like her chances on Saturday.
And what about English and Ecuador?
Look, Ecuador's versatile, nice and fit, dropping back from a nice tough 2,000 metre run, so he'll run out a strong mile there. English, look, she struggled a little bit in the Galaxy in those conditions, so I don't think we want to see it as heavy, but in saying that, you know, she still won first up on a heavy track here at Randwick, but a filly that's just got so much talent, I think, would love to see her on top of the ground, if ideally.
Yeah, understand. It's a soft 5 there at Randwick, but maybe 15 to 20 millimetres today. We'll just have to keep an eye on that. Good luck today, mate. I hope the weather holds off for Dortmund.
Appreciate it, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott there.